Hare Krishna. Question: does Tulsi have one soul? Is there Tulsi Devi one soul who is present in all Tulsi plants? Or are there different souls? But then we see the Tulsi plants also grow old and die. So how do we understand this? Answer: Srila Prabhupada has asked this, and Burujan Prabhu quotes this in his My Glorious Master also. So Tulsi Devi is one goddess. She's the expansion of Srimati Radharani, and she manifests herself in many forms. So there is Tulsi Devi, one goddess, and she is like one soul present in many, many Tulsi plants. Now, whenever anything spiritual manifests at the material level, the spiritual doesn't necessarily contradict the material laws. The spiritual manifests through the material laws. That's the usual principle. Just like the soul is present in the body, and the soul is the source of life. But at the same time, the general principle is that the soul manifests through the body as long as the body is a conducive medium for the soul to act through the body, for the soul to fulfill its purpose. So when the body is no longer a conducive medium, generally speaking, the soul leaves the body. So the spiritual doesn't necessarily act contrary to the material. So similarly, there is one Tulsi Devi, and she manifests through different innumerable Tulsi plants. And those Tulsi plants have their own biological needs. So if a Tulsi plant is exposed to too much heat, the Tulsi may get desiccated. And if the Tulsi plant is not watered or is neglected, then it may be damaged in some other way. So these do not point to the fact that in any way that there are different souls in there and that soul has left the Tulsi's body. Rather, Tulsi Devi, she chooses to manifest through that plant for some time, and then depending on the particular, by her sweet will, she can choose to unmanifest after some time. So just like there is one Krishna who manifests through various deity forms. And sometimes when some invaders may come and try to desecrate the deity, so Krishna will simply become unmanifest from there. It's not that different Krishnas are present in different deities. Similarly, it's not that different souls are present in different Tulsi plants. There is one soul, Tulsi Devi, and she chooses to manifest or unmanifest by her own sweet will. And usually she doesn't manifest her sweet will by contradicting the laws of nature. Just as the deities, though they sometimes perform miracles, they don't generally go about contradicting the laws of nature. The way we appreciate the spiritual nature of the deities is by approaching them with devotion and worshipping them in a devotional mood. Similarly, the way we appreciate Tulsi Devi's spirituality, as is manifested through her plant manifestation, is by approaching her in a mood of devotional service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.